you look at the Mississippi State game as maybe a bad game, or maybe they just played a great game, as opposed to maybe it's an indication that, that there's bigger problems?
You know, I think they just beat us. They're a great football team. I don't think we look into bigger problems or things that need to change. They came out. They were the better team that day. That it is what it is. We can't go back and change that now. It's over. Like I said, my focus is on Auburn. I'm ready to go 1-0 and do the best that I can.
So you don't sense that there's any confidence shaking or anything in the locker room?
No. I think that we kind of showed that whenever we went out against UCLA and had that meltdown that, you know, we came back after that and went 5-0. So, or I guess 4-0. But this team's we're built a little differently than teams in the past. I have full confidence we'll come back and bounce back this week and give Auburn all they want.
How hard is it to bounce back against a team that's on paper at least better than Mississippi State?
You know, I felt like that. Let me phrase that. On paper's paper. It's not. You still got to go out on Saturday. You still got to perform. You know, I felt like we could have played a lot better against Mississippi State, and that turnout didn't come out the way it was. So I don't really look too much into stats and look too much into what people predict. It's about us, about how we're going to go out there and play. When we play like we can play and put all four quarters together, we've shown that we can play with anybody in the country.
How about trying to maybe create your own enthusiasm for an 11 o'clock start? Folks still pretty sleepy at 11 o'clock sometimes, and I know you've played a couple of games already at that time this year.
I'll be up. I'll be going. I'll be yelling on the sidelines. If they don't wake up soon, that first hit will wake them up. So I'm not too worried about people being awake or getting things started. But I can assure you that I'll be yelling and screaming and acting like myself on the sidelines.
Make sure your teammates are awake.
Yes. I'll be in their ears all day long.
You've seen, obviously, Auburn has the two really good running backs, and having faced them last year and seeing them this year, what have you seen from them?
Like you said, they're great backs. I think Pettaway is finally starting to get healthy. He's just a big bruiser. But we've played backs that are like him, Bo Scarborough. We've played backs all season. It's an SEC. Every week you're going to get great backs. You can come in here or when we go there and they can cause damage. It's just another week. It's just another person to prepare for. I think we don't prepare any differently. We do what we've been doing. And, you know, it'll either work out in our favor or it won't. But that doesn't – the people on the other team doesn't define what we do as a team.
A little bit of a new challenge with Jared Stidham this year. What have you seen from him in film study that makes them a little bit different this year?
He's a great passing quarterback. Last year they had a couple guys who could run a little bit, but weren't as accurate with the throwing. And from what I've seen on film so far, we've just dove into it. But he's got a really good arm. He's very accurate, and he knows how to lead that team. So it'll be a great challenge for our secondary this week. And hopefully, just like every other week, our pass rush will get into it and play like we play.
Is he probably one of the better passing quarterbacks you all have seen this year?
I think that. I think Josh Rosen's up there as well. But we play great quarterbacks every week. It's something you deal with. If you're in the SEC, you're going to play great teams every week. It's you prepare the way you prepare, and you go out there and make the best most of it.
Colin, you've been around here for a while and seen some good times and some bad times. So, and I know you kind of alluded to this earlier, but is there any sense, or have you gotten any sense that maybe some of the guys are after that loss to Mississippi State are thinking, you know, we've been here before, here we go again, and how do you make sure that you know that there's not a negative attitude for the second half of the season or the last month?
I agree with the first part of the statement, not the second. We've definitely been here before. We've definitely had a loss going into October, November, where things have changed. But not once has here we go again gone through my mind. You know, we got to go out there and play to the best of our abilities, and that's just what it is. I think that there's been a new identity created with this team. You know, we came out, we lost Mississippi State. It wasn't our day. It wasn't our game. But I don't have any doubt in my mind that we'll come out on Saturday put four quarters together and play like we know we can play. I don't sense there being a confidence issue or sense that problems in the past are going to happen this year. New identity, new team. I know that I will do my best to not let that happen.
Was there any sense leading up to the game that you guys wouldn't play really well on Saturday night? Did you have that thought at all?
I didn't have that thought at all.
How surprising was it that maybe you didn't play the way you know you could play?
I don't necessarily have an answer for that. I think it's just any given Saturday. You know, we went out there and balls didn't bounce our way. I don't think necessarily any one player played bad. I think when you go back and watch the film, defense actually had a pretty good game. There was a couple of things we could have done better, a couple right. missed assignments, but for the most part, they didn't have that many explosive runs. It's football. It happens. Yeah. You know, you got to move on to the next week.
How much of that run that they had towards the end of the second quarter kind of break things open a little bit? Just put them in position for that second touchdown going into halftime.
Yeah, but we've been a second-half team all year. So going into halftime down 14-0, I'm saying, oh, this is nothing to me. This is what we've done all year. This is how we bounce back. This is how we play. We played from behind. We play better when we're coming from behind. So I guess it did change the dynamic of the game a little bit, made it a little bit more of a challenge going into halftime. But from a morale standpoint, you know, again, it happened. It's over. What I always tell myself, what I try to tell guys on the sideline, flush it. Move on to the next one. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, it's over.
Did y'all think y'all were flat on Saturday?
I don't think we were flat. It just the ball's funny. It bounces weird ways sometimes. There was a couple of tip passes that ended up in interceptions. Sometimes it didn't happen. Sometimes it bounced on the ground. Sometimes sometimes there were some misassignments on defense. Some people score. You know, it's football. It happens. Nobody's perfect, and mistakes are made. But just so happened those mistakes cost us a little bit this week. And flat energy wise, I think the sideline was into it. But it's not about what happens on the sideline. It's about what happens on the field.